Okay, so today we're going to begin with page 242, and we're going to talk about Mincha on Shabbos. We're going to begin with the source from the Kolbo. Kolbo was a Rishon from France, and he makes the following comment. He says, Poseach HaChazon Ashrei V'Acharav Omer V'Letzion V'Chol Seder Kedusha. So we say Ashrei V'Letzion, and then we say, right, we say the Seder Kedusha, meaning we say, V'Ata Kadosh Yisrael V'Karzalos Avir Mar Kadosh 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 Baruch Hashem Min Komo Shelo Omru Oso B'Shachar B'Nei Torach Tzibor. So it's interesting that during the regular week we say Ashrei V'Letzion in Shacharis. When we say Ashrei, obviously in Shacharis and Mincha, but we say V'Letzion normally on Shacharis, and here we're saying it by Mincha. So it's because of the burden of the Tzibor, of the congregation, Shlo Yichabed al Ubros. So it's interesting that, like, on the one hand, you have a lot of extra time. They said, we saw before, you have a lot of extra time. So we see all these extra Mizmori Tehillim on Shabbos, to honor Shabbos, because people aren't working. At the same time, because I guess that is praise, so that's come before Shemon Esrei. But the Uvalet Zion, you can say it, you can say it in the morning, you can say it in the afternoon, and people are hungry, so we wait till the afternoon to say it. In source 27, the Kolbo continues, and he says, "Va'achar Omer Vanis Filasi." We say this line of Vanis Filasi, this pasuk. This is right before we take out the Torah. Why do we say this pasuk on Shabbos? And he says, so what does this mean? There's this pasuk in Tehillim about they talk about me, those who sit by the gate, and they make melodies about me, for those who imbibe strong drink. What is this referring to? What's anis filashi l'cha Hashem eis ratzon? Right, we're offering tefillos to Hashem. So what is it with this pasuk of Tehillim? So the Kolbo explains. Amar David l'fenei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech said before Hashem, Ribono shel master of the world, umos olam rov bnei Yisrael, osi mishto, so mishtakrim biyom simchasam. Right, that the other nations in the world, for their parties they get drunk. Their festive celebrations, they just get drunk. Ki ha'ez asher igdalta simcha biyom minuchasenu v'samachti eini mashlich oscha achar gavoy. So we say, because when we say Hashem, you have increased celebration on our day, we're not gonna throw you behind my body. What it means is, like, we're not gonna forget about you, Hashem. Sometimes when we party, we could forget about Hashem. We're saying, we're not gonna forget about you, Hashem. Fanis filasi locha Hashem eis ratzon. Right, that's what he's saying here. So he says that ki bagiyas manat tefila ani mafsik mishta osai. So we've been eating all Shabbos day, right? I guess they had 4 or 5 hour long meals, Shabbos afternoon meals. They say when people are celebrating, they're partying. We're gonna stop. We're gonna stop to daven. Omiyach kol tanug osai v'korin v'kofetz in lispali lecha beis ratzon. In other words, even though Shabbos day is a time of Oneg Shabbos, of celebrating, of that, nevertheless, we are going to stop. And when it comes down to pray to Hashem, of al umos haolam, but the nations of the world, achrei ochlam ushisiyasam, after they eat and after they drink, ena maskirin mi brahm, what do they do? The nation of the world, after they eat and drink, so they simply, what do? They sing to their happiness. In other words, they're not thinking about God. V'Yisrael achrei ochlam seuda shlishis einam shochim yotram. But even after we eat a third meal, we don't forget who created us. U'vishas mincha shehi eis ratzon lefanav heimispalim. And mincha, like sort of towards the end of the day, I think we say it's like an eis ratzon. It's a time where Hashem can hear our prayers more. So hemis palim, they daven. That's vanis filasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzon. Right. This is a time of ratzon, a time where our prayers. It's an auspicious time to pray, And we're not, even though we have all this Oneg Shabbos, we're not simply going to party and forget about Hashem. No, we're going to daven. Hashem she'osim k'mishpat, say lahon k'mishpat. And just like Bnei Yisrael are acting properly, Hashem, please act properly as well. Of k'mishpat of lebein, a father to a son. V'hevech midas adin l'midas rachmim. And turn the midas adin, the measure of judgment, to a midas rachmim, to measure of mercy. V'zeh elokim barov chastecha neni b'esh mishech. We're asking Hashem, answer me, and truthfully with your salvation. Aneni b'yishecha shi emes. And please answer with me the truth of your salvation. And therefore, right, so this is the basis for this prayer of Anis Filasi that we have on Mincha on Shabbos. Now we say in source 28, Shulchan Aruch Haim Reish Tadi Beis Sif Aleph says that Mincha we say Ashrei V'Olad Tzion Anis Filasi, and then we take out Sifrei Torah V'Korin Gilma Nashim Yom Psukim. We have 3 men Aliyos, 10 Psukim. This is a later. This is like sort of a late. This is not as serious an obligation. I mean, it's an obligation, but it's not as serious an obligation as the regular Torah readings. There's a medrash that says that when the Bnei Yisrael left after Kriyas Yamsuf, after the splitting of the Red Sea, so that they traveled 3 days and couldn't find water. And Chazal say, you know, Ein Mayim Ela Torah, that we need to have a Torah reading every 3 days. So that's why we have not just Shabbos, but Monday and Thursday. This is not the same level. So why did they establish the whole Shabbos afternoon Torah reading? The reason is because, again, it really should have only been Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. That we have a Torah reading every 3 days. And then why was it Monday and Thursday? Because people would go into town on Mondays and Thursdays. So that was the most opportune time to have a Torah reading. But there were people who didn't come to Shul. Let's say they were too busy. They couldn't come to Shul on Mondays and Thursdays, so they made an extra Torah reading on Shabbos afternoon. So it's not as critical. The Pesachei Tshuva is not written in the booklet here, but the Pesachei Tshuva writes that individuals who, they couldn't find, it's not as much of a need, if you don't find a Midian, to search for a Midian for this last Torah reading. It's not as serious as Monday and Thursday, but obviously you should try to do it. But we have this Torah reading. Now there's an interesting sort of distinction halacha, which is that we know, let's say Shabbos morning after Torah reading, what do? We recite Kaddish. We say Chatzi Kaddish, half Kaddish, and then we do the Av Torah, and then we take the Torah back, and then we recite Kaddish again, then we do Musaf. When it comes to Shabbos Mincha, if you notice that we don't say Kaddish after the Torah reading, we finish the Torah reading. And then we take the Torah back, and then we say Kaddish, and we daven Mincha. So the Mishnah Berurah in source 29, or Chaim Reish Tadi Beis Sif Katan Dal, he writes, "Mincha inom Kaddish al bima laolam." Hani beim Shabbos beim Betanis. We don't say Kaddish on the bima. We do say Kaddish on the bima Shabbos morning after the Torah reading. Rak lifnei Amud kodem tefilas Yudches, and we only say Kaddish. You're really supposed to say Kaddish after the Torah reading, but we only say Kaddish before Shemone Esrei. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, "V'koy nami a sefer Torah," that this also counts for the Torah reading that we say after reading from the Torah. Why di yomru miyad alabima? Because if you say it right away, im kein lifnei amud lo yomru. You can't say both on Shabbos afternoon. Ki ein b'mela hafsig bein kaddishim. You're not saying anything significant between the two kaddishim. In other words, Shabbos morning, basically we say a kaddish after we finish the Torah reading because there's something significant. We have Maftir, we have Haftorah, so we have something significant. Apparently, what we say, you know, when we take the Torah back, that is not considered that significant. Again, you don't have this in your booklet. The Pesachei Tshuvos writes that the Yahallelu and the David Mizmor is not Mi'ikar Hadin. It's not an absolute requirement. We do it, and so therefore, basically, you theoretically could just take the Sefer Torah back and put the Torah back into the Aron. So then to say Kaddish and then say another Kaddish, you're just sort of doing two. And so since there's nothing significant between the end of the Torah reading and the Kaddish between the Shemone Esrei, so therefore that Kaddish really covers essentially both. Pesachei Tshuva talks about a situation. Let's say, for example, after they finished the Torah reading in shul for by mincha, they would have to go to a different shul. They'd have to daven somewhere else. They'd have to take a break. In that case, actually, you would say chatzi kaddish after kriyas haTorah, and then if you have to take a break for whatever reason, and then say chatzi kaddish before the Shemone Esrei for mincha. But again, that's not typically, you know, done in our scenario. Okay, so that's just briefly about sort of mincha. But one other thing that we say, actually, after we say this line of Tzitzchatzcha Tzedek La'olam, after Shemone Esrei, we say Tzitzchatzcha Tzedek La'olam V'sarascha Emes. This is source 30. We say that Hashem, your righteousness is forever, and your Torah is forever. And Tzitzchatzcha Elokim Ad Marom, Asher Tzitzcha Gedolz Elokim Kinkamocha. Hashem, your righteousness is so reached the high heaven. Tzitzchatzcha Kahare Kel, your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Right? Adam Heva Toshi Hashem, Hashem, you deliver us, you know, Hashem, your judgment is like the great deep, man and beast. Hashem, you save everyone. Okay, so why do we say this Tzitzchatzcha Tzedek La'olam specifically here, at this time, right after Mincha, right after Shemone Esrei? So the Abu Darham in Source 31 says, he says Yesh Omrim Shenagul Omrim Kemo Tzedek Hadin, that there are those who say that the custom is to say it like the Tzedek Hadin Al Poshim Shasidim Lachzor Ledinam Achar Hashlamas Haseder. So apparently, people who are being judged in Shemayim, so they get a reprieve on Shabbos, and then they go back to Gehenim after Shabbos. So basically, the reprieve is almost over, and so they're matzdik the din. They justify. This is like, you know, tzidduk hadin. You know, God forbid when someone dies, we justify God's righteousness even in difficult times. So this is sort of like we're sort of saying that the people who are being punished, they're sort of justifying the justice on their judgment, and before they go back to whatever situation they'll find themselves after Shabbos. And Kidamidim Bereshis Rabba Malach Amuna Al Ruchos Machriz Be'er Shabbos Omru Tzupo Shem Megehenem Venochu Kederach Shishol Shosim. So it gives them a day off when someone passed away. V'motzei Shabbos Machriz V'omer Chizru Poshim L'Gehenem Shekvar Yishlimu Yisrael's Sidreim. And when Shabbos is over, they go back to their suffering. That's one, you know, more mystical reason. The Torah, Or HaChaim, writes in Source 32, says V'nogim Chol Makom Slomar Gilim Psukim Al Tzitzchatzcha Shal Tzitzchatzcha. We say these three psukim because we have Shalom Atam Shetikin Lomar Tzidek Adin Al Shemes Moshe Rabbeinu Bo Zeshah. Moshe Rabbeinu died at this time, so we're saying Tzidek Adin because it's the time when Moshe Rabbeinu died. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Source 33, Or HaChaim Reish Tadi Bei Seif Hey Nogim Lomar Gilim Psukim Tzitzchatzcha V'hein Kein Tzidek Adin. Again, it's like justifying judgment. Al Gimel Tzadikim Shinitu B'Shah Zu Yosef Moshe V'David. Yosef, Moshe, and David all died at this time. So again, like, it's sort of like, you know, Shabbos is a very peaceful time, but this is a time, unfortunately, when tragedy struck to our leaders, and so we are justifying this. Now, the Bach in Source 34 writes, wait a second, did Moshe Rabbeinu die on Shabbos? So he says, Simon Reish Tadi Beis, the Efshar Liyashiv Midrashim. We have to justify midrashim because the Vade Be'erv Shabbos Mace Moshe. There are many midrashim that say that Moshe died. But he dies on Zayin Adar. So people who have the Chevra Kadisha, they have, they very often they have a Suuda on Zayin Adar. But he also dies, according to midrashim, on Erev Shabbos. Ubo Bayom Milu Yom Vishnosav, and he was a full 120 years. Because of Yud Gimel Sifrei Torah, wrote the 13th Sifrei Torah on his last day of his life. So how can we reconcile the fact, and the one in the Medrash says he died in Erev Shabbos, and it seems here we say Tzitzchatzcha Tzedek because Moshe dies on Shabbos. So says the Bach, he says that Avo Kfuraso Begai Shekav Kadosh Baruch Hu K'Divrei Omer V'Yikaver Oso Begai Lo Hayseh El B'Shabbos B'Mincha. So for he died on Erev Shabbos and he was buried on Shabbos by Mincha. Between death and burial, he was in the wings of divine presence. Okay, Tanya Amar of Yehuda, it's a brisa, which says The Mali Mikra Kasav Yev Shalomra, if the Torah had written, it would be impossible to say this. Hecha Moshe Meis, where did Moshe die? Bechakol Sharuven, he died in the portion of Ruven, right? Because Ruven, he got his portion on the eastern side of the Jordan River, and that's where Moshe Rabbeinu died. Uvimincha B'Shavah shows who Eis Ratzon. And by the Mincha time, it's a time, it's an auspicious time to pray. Istalik Me'alma Baha'i Zimna. This is when Moshe left the world at that moment. Valkain Matzdikin Hadin Ba'osa Shah Distalik Me'alma. We recite a justification of the sentence at a time when Moshe Rabbeinu left this world. Now, okay, so, right, so it's an auspicious time. It's a time when our leaders left us, and we're saying, despite these difficult circumstances, we still justify, and we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu Sil Atzadik. And as we still remember it, we still remember these times when our great leaders left us, even because the impact they had on us. Now, we don't say this in Source 35. The Arachayim, in Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim, Reish Tadi Beis Sif Beis says, Omrim Sitchascha Vim Chal Bo Yom Shilo HaYachol Lo Ya Omrim Bo B'mincha Nefilas Apayim Ein Omrim Sitchascha. If this was a time that during the week we wouldn't say Tachnun, we wouldn't say Sitchascha Tzedek La'ola. So what does that mean? So let's say there is someone during Sheva Brachos. So then you wouldn't say Sitchascha Tzedek. Let's say someone during Sheva Brachos and they're in Shul. Since we wouldn't say Tachnun, because like happiness, and so there's, you know, tremendous happiness, and then we wouldn't say Sitchascha Tzedek. Or let's say, regarding a Bris Milah, so actually, if the Bris Milah is in the morning, so that you would say Mincha in the afternoon, so you would say Tzitzchascha Tzedek. So the time probably that's most common when we wouldn't say Tzitzchascha Tzedek, either if it's also a Yom Tov, like it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, or it's, like say it's Chanukah, because we don't say Tachnun and Chanukah, or like, you know, different holidays, or Rosh Chodesh, or if, let's say, there's someone celebrating Sheva Brachos. Now, what's interesting is that the Sephardi and Ashkenazi orders are different. What's found in Source 30 is the order of Tzitzchascha Tzedek according to Ashkenazim. It's flipped for Sephardi. The Pesachei Tshuvos explains, U'chiyadu anechlu minhagi Sephardi v'Ashkenaz b'seirah miras p'sukim elu. The customs of Sephardi and Ashkenaz and the order of these p'sukim are different. Liminik Ashkenaz omrim techila Tzitzchascha Tzedek lom sorascha emes. We first say that God, your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your Torah is true. Ki malas haTorah chashuv mikol. The most important thing is the status of Torah. That's first. U'pasuk zeh neged Moshe Rabbeinu shidat Torah al yado. Uvo maschim. We begin with the pasuk that corresponds to Moshe Rabbeinu who gave us the Torah, and that's Tzitzchascha Tzedek lom v'sorascha emes. V'achach omrim v'tzitzchascha Elokim ad marom. Then we say your righteousness, it reaches to the heaven. That God, you did great things. This is neged Yosef Atzadik. She olav nemar inenu gadol b'zeh mimeni. So Yosef says, in this house there's no one greater than I. This we said to the wife of Potiphar when she was trying to seduce him. But this idea of, so this pasuk corresponds to Moshe, to Yosef, because Hashem did great things. Maybe it could also refer to like Yosef, right? Hashem gave Yosef tremendous powers. And so again, it's not as great level as Moshe, so that's next. And then Tzitzchascha Kahari Kel Neged David. So next is Tzitzchascha, that you're righteous like the mighty mountains. Umesaimi Baskara Shem Hashem. We finish with the Shem Hashem. V'chashivus L'kadish Lios Nismach L'shem Shemayim. And that's why we say this before Kaddish. Because right after this Tzitzchascha Tzedek prayer, then we say Kaddish. Because what do we say? Mishpatech Tohom Rabah, Odom Vehema Toshia Hashem. And then we say, may God's name be great. So we say it's right before the Kaddish. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva says, V'av of Pi, Shelefi Seder Zeh. Even according to this order, it's Eino Kifia Seder Anichta B'Tehillim. This is not the order of Tehillim. Tehillim, it's flipped. Mikom Kom Lefi Seder Zeh, Magdilim B'chol, Pasuk B'Sheva Kaddish Baruch Hu. So actually, I'm sorry, I'm going to say the reverse. He says that we increase the praise of Hashem, even though Moshe is first, and he seems to be most chashuv, but it seems what the Pesachei Tshuva is saying, that we are saying increasing in praise. First is, what do we say? That God's Torah is true. And then we say what? Like, Hashem, you do amazing things. The first, okay, his Torah is true, but God, your Ashkacha over us, you do amazing things. Share a Sisa Gdolos El Kimi Chamocha. And then at the end, we're saying, Tzitzchatzcha Kahari Kel. Like, your righteousness is like the mountains. It's like, it's incredible. You don't just do Gdolos, it's like the highest mountains. And that's, and maybe it's also because Adam Ubehemot Hashi Hashem, we mention, you know, Hashem, Hashem's name, so that we're increasing in praise, and that's why we have the order. So he seems to be giving here like two different reasons. One is because we got to put Moshe first. The Torah is first, the Moshe first. But then it seems that we're increasing in praise each for each pasuk. However, the minhag svard or psukim kafi sidrim batilim into the order is flipped into Tehillim. So therefore, maschim tischazcha harikel asher divrei sofer kodesh nimras bo Yosef atzadik. So svard said he goes according to the order of psukim in Tehillim. The first is he says that the Zohar says that Tzitzchatzcha Harikel is like Yosef, because he is like one of the Avos. Shehem Bichinas Harikel. The Avos are called like the mountains of God, like, you know, like Mount Rushmore. You have four, right? Mount Rushmore, there are four, I think. So it's like here, you have the three Avos, and Yosef's like one of them, so he'd be on Mount Rushmore. So he'd be first. Ulacha Mikan Tzitzchatzcha Kim Ad Marom, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu, because he went, because great things happen to Moshe. And then Tzitzchatzcha Tzek L'Olam, which he says is David. So there's a debate as to the different psukim connect, you know, our leaders to different things. Okay, so you have these different opinions about this, and then in source 37, the Ishei Yisrael says, "Kol yom she'ein omrim tachtum b'mosachol, ein omrim tzitzchatzcha tzedek." We paskin that if you don't say tachtum during the week, we don't say tzitzchatzcha tzedek. And the Yalkut Yosef, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, says, "Wait a second." When you don't say vidoy during the week, you don't say tzitzchatzcha tzedek, that's so he disagrees a little with minhag Ashkenaz. Minhag Ashkenaz would be if we have someone, a chasan or a kala who's in shul during Sheva Brachos, we wouldn't say tzitzchatzcha tzedek, but according to Rav Yitzchak Yosef, we would. And the Kav HaChaim in source 39 says that Amnam Haminag Shalola Omro Besa Avel Afilu Kishem Ispalam Shem Tzibor. Let's say some people in when someone's in Avel, so sometimes they're going to have a minion in their house. So the halacha is, the minag is not to say Sitkatzchat Tzedek, because we don't say Tachnun also in the Beis Avel for different reasons. Sometimes we don't say Tachnun, we're so happy. Tachnun is we're crying to Hashem. So when in such a state of happiness, we're not gonna cry so much. We're not gonna say tachnun. And other times in a base level, house of mourning, so there we can't pray as much to Hashem. We're just like our mouths are like we can't. We're not in a state of praying as much. So therefore, we're not gonna say tachnun for a different reason. So he says, so we're not gonna say tzitzchatzcha tzedek. But what's the problem? The problem is that on Shabbos, what?
Shabbos davening in a Beit Avel?
Yeah, so sometimes they'll just do mincha. Sometimes people will go. They'll daven. The Avel will go home, and he'll want to. It could be based on the idea that sometimes people like to have the safer. There's a question about, can you simply bring a safer Torah to someone's house? Is that like temporary? That a safer Torah is a holy thing, and you can't just bring it from place to place. You know, people go to Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah should go to people. However, if it's in a makom kavua, if there's established some kind of permanence, so then we'll keep the Sefer Torah. So there seems to be an ideal to try to bring a Sefer Torah. If you have the Sefer Torah for Shabbos Mincha, then you probably can actually have it three times in someone's house. That's one reason why some people like to daven Shabbos Mincha at their house. And other times people, you know, if they can, they don't like to, they're an aveilim, they like to stay at home, and they like to make a form of a minyan for Mincha. So if they're davening Mincha in their house, they're not going to say Tzitzchatzcha Tzedek. The problem with that is, potentially, is that we hold there's no aveilus b'farhesi on Shabbos. You're not allowed to have a public manifestation of mourning on Shabbos. That's why an avel wears Shabbos clothing on Shabbos. Because otherwise, if he'd wear ripped clothing, that would be a public manifestation of avelos. Ah, so how can the Kav HaChaim say that you don't say Tzitzchatzcha Tzedek in a base avel? Isn't that a public manifestation of mourning? So says the Kav HaChaim, it says, Venera Li, Atam de lo amru she'en avelos for hesher abishabes el bedavar shudafka mishum avelos. He says, when do we say that you can't engage in avelos in mourning on Shabbos? So that is something that's clearly based on avelos. Let's say the guy, if you wear a ripped shirt on Shabbos, so everyone's going to know, oh, you're an avelos. Aval be'in amir tzitzchot tzedek. But saying tzitzchot tzedek in a base, you know where else they don't say tzitzchot tzedek? Also in a base chosam or base tino kanimo. They also don't say tzitzchot tzedek if, let's say, if there are... if there is someone during Sheva Brachos, or let's say someone's having a bris milah at that time, so then ein omrim moso, you wouldn't say it. V'chein b'chol yom she'en omrim tachlin ein omrim moso. So it's not clear just because you're not saying in the base avel, it's not obviously you're saying, well, the person's walking into a house, there's a mourner there, but the act of not saying tzitzchot tzedek on Shabbos is not only done because of a state of avelos, it's sometimes done when you're in a state of happiness, and therefore it's not viewed as avelos befarhesya, as a public manifestation of avelos, when you don't say tzitzchot tzedek in a base avel, in a house of avelos. Okay, so now we're going to move on to Ma'ariv Motzei Shabbos, source 40. Okay, Shulchan Aruch says, Ma'achrin tefilas arvich tei lehosi michol al kodesh. We make Ma'ariv late. We add Tosefes Shabbos, right? We're supposed to add Shabbos a few minutes late. And we should daven Ma'ariv a little bit later so we could have a little bit longer Shabbos, because it's a nice thing. And Source 41, Mesechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Amar Rav Yossi, Hei Chelki Mimachnisei Shabbos B'Tveria Motzai Shabbos Tziporia. May my portion be among those who accept Shabbos in Tveria. Apparently, that's in the valley. So they would it would turn to evening earlier and finish Shabbos in Tzipori, which apparently is the top of a mountaintop, so you can see the sun longer, so Shabbos ends later. And the Pesukei Tshuva, source 42, says, Ve'lo omdim ha'chein im chashecha b'choser savlanut v'sfiras ha'kochavim. And those people are waiting and looking at the stars. When am I going to see the three stars? I mean, obviously, we don't do that, but, you know, they're counting their clock. When is Shabbos going to end? This is a criminal sin. You make it like Shabbos is such a burden. There's like a famous story Rav Soloveitchik wrote about where he had this like in Europe. There's a guy, he said, who was like, he was wearing a bekesha, and the guy was so poor there were more holes in his bekesha than cloth, and yet on Shabbos he walked around like a royal person. And one time, Rav Soloveitchik was asking, like, okay, when is Marv? When is Marv? And this guy, who he was like a water carrier, was a lowly water carrier, his whole during the 6 days of the week. And Shabbos, he felt like royalty. He's like, you really want Shabbos to end so quickly? Is it so? So it made an impression on Rav Soloveitchik. But he says that you really shouldn't just rush to end Shabbos, except in Makom Choli, in the case of sickness or Shar Ones, another unavoidable circumstance, you know, Shar Ones, Gamor, Vishazet Chag. So sometimes we have to rush out where there's an emergency, but we should try to like not rush out. You know, we're trying to hurry at the end of Shabbos. Now, what about Havdalah? So where does this, we have both Havdalah in davening, and we also have Havdalah al kos. Why do we have both? So the Gemara in Brachos tells us a little bit. The Gemara in Brachos, source 43 in Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel Aleph. The Gemara says Havdalah b'chonein hadas. We say Havdalah. So first of all, why do we say Havdalah in the Brach of chonein hadas? In the fourth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, two different reasons. So my time, what's the reason? Why can't we say Havdalah in a different bracha of Shemoneh Esrei? So Rav Yosef mitok shehi chachma kavuha bebirchas chachma. Right? What is chonin had? What is Havdalah? Oh, I know the difference. I know the difference between the weekday and Shabbos. So why don't you make the bracha about knowing the difference in the bracha of knowledge? So it makes sense. Then you can say Havdalah in the bracha of Ata Chonein, the bracha of Das. And the Rabbanim, another opinion, is that mitoshu chol, shichol, l'ficha kavua b'brichas chol. What's the first weekday bracha that we're reciting, right? The first three brachos Shemot Esrei are, we say, Shabbos and during the week. What's the first weekday bracha? Ata Chonein. So two different reasons why we say Ata Chonein. Either because Havdalah is, you have to have knowledge to understand the difference between one day and the next, so it's in the bracha of Chonein Hadas, or it's the first bracha that is a weekday bracha, so we say it then. So the Gemara in Source 44, Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel Aleph, Amar Lei, B'tchila Kavua B'tfila. Now, So first they said, so why do we say both in davening and alakos? Originally they said, we'll do it during davening, right? Heshiru, they got money. So then they got wealthy, kavul alakos. They said, no, you know what? We should do it on a cup of wine. Because in Judaism, I don't know if you realize this, we do a lot of things on a cup of wine, right? Because doing a mitzvah on a cup of wine adds chashivus, adds importance to the mitzvah, okay? And as whenever you do something on alakos, you're adding chashivus. So at first, they weren't so wealthy. So we're just going to do Havdalah in davening. It's enough. And then the rabbi said, you know what? When people's financial situation got a little better, so they said, you know what? We're going to do Havdalah ala kos to add chashivus, importance to this wonderful mitzvah. Hanu. But people got poor again. Chazru v'kavu b'tfila. And they said, okay, no. Well, we'll do it during davening, not ala kos. V'heim amru hamavdil batfila tzarich yav alakos. But then, they said, if you do it, well, we see what this means. It seems it says that, and they said that if you say it havdalah and tefila, you also need to say it over the cup of wine. So it seems that it's not clear what we're going to see. So it seems at some point they said, it seems like it started off only in tefila, then it was only alakos on a cup of wine, then went back to only tefillah, and then it seems that they later on said, do it both. We're going to explain it in a bit. It bar nami, it was also said, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, Tiknu Lohem Yisrael, Brachos Utfilos, Kedushas Vavdos. So the men of the Great Assembly, they lived in the beginning of the second base of Mikdash, after the destruction of the first base of Mikdash, and the beginning of the second base of Mikdash, and they composed texts for Brachos, and they compose a text for Shemon Esrei, they compose the Kiddush, and they compose Havdalah, the text. They compose all these texts. B'tchila kavua b'tfila. Initially, they said, okay, say Havdalah in Shemon Esrei, atachon atanu. Ve'eshiru, they got wealthy. Kavua l'kos, they said, okay, no, you got to do it on a cup of wine. Chazu ve'henu, kavua b'tfila. They got poor again, they said, do it in tfila. Ve'him amru, and then they said, if you say Abdullah in tefillah, you should all say alakos. So what's going on here? So Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the first Chabad Rebbe, okay, the first Chabad Rebbe, he wasn't only a great student of Chassidus, but he wrote a work called Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is a monumental halachic work, commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, source 45. Not only was he a mystic, not only was he, you know, a Hasidic leader, but he was also a tremendous halachic giant, a Talmud Chacham par excellence, and he wrote this work, Shulchan Aruch Harav. In Shulchan Aruch Harav, Or Chaim Siman, Reish Tari Dal, Tziv Katan Beis, he writes, Uchadei Shelo Yehe Abdallah Mi Taltelus Tadir Ayide Osher Vaoni Mi Tfila Lakos Mi Kosi Tfila. So like, they were like, okay, people are poor, no obligation to make it on wine. Oh, people are rich now, now you have to do it on wine. And they don't want to keep it going back and forth. So iskinu chacham. At some point, the rabbis decided laolam tzara kol adam hamavdo b'tfila lavdil gam alakos im yuchal limtza. What basically they went back and forth, and at some point they said probably most people can afford a cup of wine, and therefore we're just going to say instead of going back and forth, everyone should do it in tfila, and if you're able to get a cup of wine, you should also do it on a cup of wine. And so, source 46, Halacha Lamaisa, Shulchan Aruch Arachaim, Reish Tari Dal, Tzif Aleph, Omer Abdullah Bachonin Adas. So now we say, Atachon Antano. Vim Tav Lo Hivdil. So let's say you forgot to say Atachon Antano, what should you do? Mashlim Tfilas of Eino Choser. It's okay, you don't have to go back. You know why? Why do you think you don't have to go back? Vimnei, Hitzarch Lavi Al Kos. Because at the end of the day, you have to understand, there's a disadvantage. If you go back, just say it again. Just say Shemon Esrei again, go back. No, the disadvantage is you're saying God's name in vain. In other words, whenever we say you have to make up the Shemon Esrei, you have to go back, in effect, you said God's name for no reason because you got to go back and say it again. So here, let's say you're Mel Shema Koleini, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got to say Atachon Antanu. So if you go back to Atachonain, then all these brachos you're repeating, you're saying God's name in vain. So, but if you need to, you need to. But the bottom line is that, okay, you didn't say Havdalah, but it's okay because you know what you can do when you get home? Or if you're saying, you say, Dan Marv at home. So what are you going to do soon? You're going to say Havdalah soon, ala kos. So you're good. So the rabbis, the rabbi has established that we should do Havdalah in Tefillah, and we should do Havdalah al Kos. But the bottom line is that if you end up doing it once, it's good enough. L'chadchil, you should do it both times. If you forget, we're not going to make you say the whole Shemoneh Esrei again, where you're going to say God's name in vain, essentially, because you're saying it again. However, Vim Tom Kom Shivdal Kos Circle Alachzul Havdil B'Tefillah. But let's say you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you forgot to say Atachon Antanu, and then you ate something before Havdalah, then you would have to say Shemoneh Esrei again. We'll see why in a few minutes. The Mishnah Brura explains all these rulings in Source 47. Or Chaim Reish Tadi Dald Sif Katan Aleph. He says Omrim Havdalah. I feel in these damen Shivdal Kos Mikodem Mikomkom Circle Havdil B'Tefillah Gamken. Someone actually just asked this question a few weeks ago, that they were in, I think they went to, I forgot what the case was, but they recited Havdalah first on a cup of wine, and for some reason they were davening Marv later. So normally, right, they let's say, for example, you recite Havdalah first, and then you're going to say Havdalah later in Tefillah, you still make the bracha Tachon Antanu. Next, Bechonin Adas, Mishnah Berurah says, V'kavu brachazu, this is a repeat of the Gemara. Why they establish in Atachone, B'pnei she'asur lidvo atzrach of kodem Havdalah, you can't claim your needs before Havdalah, and minhag pashut lomar Atachone, it's not before. So they establish this bracha, because you first have to request your needs before Havdalah, right? You have to, This is the second reason of the Gemara, Mishnah Berurah is saying. He's saying that he's explaining that this is the first bracha of Chol. This is the first weekday bracha. What did Chazal say? Chazal said that we don't say the middle brachos of Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, because you're not supposed to, you know, cry about your needs on Shabbos. So before you can cry about your needs on Shabbos, what do? You say Havdalah. So that's why we're saying it in the first weekday bracha. He's explaining that line in the Gemara. So what do? Minag pashut lomar atachonin ad le'noshbina. You say atachon until le'noshbina, and then you say atachon antanu, and then you say v'chorei mitcha de'abina v'haskel v'im hischil atachon antanu v'elach yatsa. And let's say you forgot to recite Maariv, right? I'm sorry. V'im hischil be'atachon antanu v'elach yatsa. But he says that if you began with atachon antanu, you made a mistake, then you're also yotze. Now, im shachach lispal, let's say you forgot a David, the Maariv. So what do? Mispal, let's say you totally forgot Maariv completely. So mispal o shach rishtayim, veino maskar tachantaro. Let's say, again, this would apply to men and women who accept upon themselves to daven Maariv every night. So if you accept upon yourself to daven Maariv, right, for women, Maariv's not an obligation. Maariv was an option, and men accepted upon themselves to daven Maariv every night. Women never accept upon themselves to daven Maariv every night. If they do, so, and then they forgot to say Maariv, so what do you do for Shachris? You have to do Tashlum, you have to make it up. So, but they wouldn't say Havdalah for Shachris in the first, you know, the first or the second, because B'med Devar Murim, Big Shekevar, Hivdil, Me'es Mol Alkos. That is only when you did Havdalah. If you do Havdalah Saturday night, so then for Tashlumim, to make it up in the morning, you would not say Atachon Antanu. Avoim lo hivdel klal, if you didn't make Havdalah at all, the Yesh Alav Adayin Chiyuv Mitzvah Zadol, there's still an obligation of Havdalah, Yaskir Atachon Antanu, then you should say Atachon Antanu. B'Shachris, in Shachris, B'Tfila Shnia, in the second prayer, which is the Tashlumim. Okay? And then afterwards, you have to make, and then do Havdalah al Kos. The halacha is, if you don't do Havdalah Friday, Saturday night, you have to do it Sunday morning, Sunday during the day. Ve'eno chozer mipnei haini l'chatchila. He says mitzvah lahavdil bein betfila bein bekos. V'hacha b'di'eved sumich atzma shi'avdil achakal kos. If you forget to say atachon antanu, you don't have to say Shemoneh Esrei again. And what do? You have to recite havdil al kos afterwards. U'mikom akob, nevertheless, aser le'eis ata bimlocha at shi'avdil al kos. Right? Nevertheless, you cannot... you should not do malacha until you make Havdalah. Oshiomar al kol panim hamavdim kodesh l'chol. Now, let's say you forget to say Atachon Antanu. Let's say you're in shul, and you forget to say Atachon Antanu. In our shul, right, we say Havdalah, so you can be Yotze potentially. But let's say you're not Yotze with Havdalah and shul. You forget to say Atachon Antanu, and you want to drive home. So then you don't have to say Shemon Asher again. Then you can say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. Shabbos is over for you. You can do Malacha. You can do work. You can't eat. You're not allowed to eat until you make Havdalah on a cup of wine. So, but that's what happens. You forget to say Atachon Antanu. And then you don't say Shemon Esrei again. You're going to say, because you're going to say Havdalah ala kos, but you can't do Malacha. Let's say you can't light the Havdalah candle, right? You can't light the Havdalah candle because it's still Shabbos for you until you say Baruch Habadu Bekodesh L'chol. Then you can make Havdalah ala kos. Okay? And you got it? Okay? So then, V'im Tam. But the one time you have to have Shemoneh Esrei again is what? You forgot to say Atachon Antanu, and then you ate something, then you would have to say Shemoneh Esrei again. Why is that? The last Siv Katan in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Vim Tam, Ve'afagav the Kaim Alon, even though we hold V'simen Reish Sadi Tes, Siv Hei, Dim Tav, Ve'achal Kodem Abdullah, that if you made a mistake and you ate before Abdullah, Yochol L'Havdil Acher Kach, you can make Abdullah afterwards, Mikom Akom, nevertheless, can't hear. Dita Gam B'Tfilah, that you also made a mistake with Tfilah, it's a penalty. That you need to daven Shemoneh Esrei again, make Havdalah and Tefillah. It's interesting because there's also a downside. You know, when there's a penalty, right? So there is a penalty, daven Shemoneh Esrei again, but you're also in God's name in vain again. But nevertheless, we feel that if you made two mistakes, it's hard to know why they did this, but you made two mistakes. You forgot Tachon Antanu, and you also ate. So then that you act inappropriately, so then you're going to have to recite Shemoneh Esrei again. Okay, I think we will stop here. I actually want to cover a little more ground, but there's a lot more. There are two more units, mistakes in the Amidah of Shabbos and Tashlumim, that we'll do in the next session. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions?
Thank you so much.
Was that too fast?
No.